you put the light in them, but taking off, when you put, you make the right shoelace first, and then the left. When you take off, you may take the left off first, and then the light. Something with the shoe. Now, there is certain things that we say only in the same words. I said Amida. There's one more thing now that didn't come to my mind what it is. Now, another thing. As I said, we put the bread in salt. We dip it. Why? The Gemara said, bread that has no salt is not so healthy. You have to have a little salt in the bread for the health. They call in the Gemara Patkebar. Patkebar means it's not so good. Now it's you have to have salt. Those days the salt what used to be? Salt wasn't in the bread. Used to be in instead of salt shaker that we have today, a little in two sides. One side to put salt, one side to have black pepper, and they take it with their fingers. They put it over the food. I don't know if some of you remember this. They left that time or not?
A little glass thing like this.
That's right. You remember it?
Sure.
You in your time, but these people don't know it. We lived it and we know it. But when came the salt shaker, I had a guest in my house, Acham David Ben Yado, Alav Hashalom. We were eating the meal when I was living in 67th Street. And while he was there, I took the bread. I said, I took the salt shaker, I shook that lot of salt on the bread. He tells me, he looked at me after we ate. Well, it's written, the Tovel Pitova Melah. So Tovel Pitova Melah means he dips the bread in the salt. I said, you know, from the mean, if somebody else told me, I wouldn't even pay attention to him. But since you said, I promise you I'm going to do it all the time. What is it? I take the salt shaker, put a little on the plate or on the spoon, and then I put the bread over there. Up to now I do it, because I told him, I promised him that. It came from his mouth with good intention. But I don't agree with the halacha, no difference. The main thing that you should have is the salt. You dip it this way or you put the salt on it?
Yeah, you don't need the salt. The salt is in the bread already.
Ah, that's right. That's why today, really, the salt is not a must, but the Kabbalah, they said, we should do it. That's why we do it. Otherwise, it's not a must.
Is there a Kabbalah to put salt on an egg, or is that a superstition?
What?
Salt on an egg. Is that a superstition, or is that a Kabbalah?
No, nothing. There's no, that's only for taste. You know,
but some people get crazy. They won't eat the egg if it doesn't have salt on it.
Many Hasidim, they saw the rabbi that he goes to the mikveh, he washes himself, he goes to the make tevilah, and then he comes out, he cuts his nails. He didn't understand why he doesn't cut the nails before he washes them. Nobody heard them. One of them had the nerve. He went, oh, I want to know. What's the secret, God, that you don't cut the nails before you wait till after? I told him this is a very big secret. You have to make the ani 3 days and make the shubah, and then come to me, I'll tell you. He went, made the ani 3 days, and then he came to the rabbi. I made the ani 3 days, and then he said, I'll tell you my secret. After I take a shower, and I get myself in the bed, God, the nails are softer, easier to cut them. But that is hard. And now, you're telling me salt on the egg. And this is people who think, ooh, everything. No. There's nothing on the ball. You're having it tastier, that's all. The only thing some of them, they think when a mourner leaves, give him the egg, add salt. No. I tell them, give them the salt. Don't let them suffer, it's enough, he's suffering. Give him to eat with the salt. and this is it's only a minhag to dip it. It's not that it's a must today, as we said in the time the Gemara was okay, different thing. Now the question is also when we say hafsek between beracha to the eater, not only hafsek of talking, even just keeping quiet and waiting from the time he said beracha to the eating is not good. And you should right away eat after the beracha. Don't stop even with that. The shi'udah, they tell you not to stop. Shi'udah, that he greets his rabbi. What he said, toch kedidbur, it's called. What is it? Shalom alecha, Rabbi. He should not, that means very, he should be very fast after he said beracha. Some people, what they do? They cut, they say they're motzin cut. And then it takes some, no. Some people, I saw it. First of all, right away, he says, you should taste, and then give them. Not the opposite. And once he was already eating, then for them it's not upset, because they didn't say the barakha. He is the one that says the barakha.
Rabbi, on Shabbat, Friday night, when the Baal Habai makes her motion, and he has his wife, and his mother-in-law on the table.
Yeah.
Who goes first?
How would you know?
Well, I have my sister and my mother on the table.
But you don't have the elbow. He has to get both at the same time.
He has to know. He has
take
to know
one piece with each elbow.
I know the answer, but I'm wondering on the tape.
If his wife would be annoyed by giving her mother, he should give his wife. But if she is not getting annoyed, he should give his mother.
Is she getting annoyed?
No,
the wife would be annoyed by giving her mother before her. Do you think she will?
I don't think so.
I'm finished.
I gave my father-in-law before I gave my mother before my father-in-law.
Yeah.
After the meal, that night my wife tells me, why don't you give my father before your mother?
Right,
no, your duty, your mother first.
I gave my mother first,
This
but she wanted me to give her father.
Tell her I heard from the rabbi this way. Leave the
when
fault on me.
When you see in the supermarket, like,
blame me. Put the blame on me. Listen, the truth is, the Gemara said, "Hayav Adam b'chvod Hamim, k'shem shu hayav b'chvod Aviv." Person has to respect his father, the father-in-law, just as he's supposed to respect his father, but just as. That doesn't mean it is exactly right. Mother, father, and mother come before. And why they learn, what do they learn? That a person should respect his father and that David the Melech called his father in law Shaul Avi, Ve'ena Avi. That means he considered him like a father. From this we learn, should be respect to the father in law as the father, but doesn't mean it becomes exactly the father. This is now, as I said, they should not wait too long between the brachadim. Now, when people sit down together, like on Shabbat, weekdays, everybody says bracha for himself. Shabbat Eve, one says bracha to all of them. That was his bracha. They become good folk. This one, they don't say bracha again. They should better. Not to answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, because then Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo would be upset. However, if they did answer, it's good enough. It's better not to answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo.
On the weekday, you say it doesn't work?
Weekdays, no, everybody
says. If I have the whole family sitting for
usually
Tuesday night?
It does work if they want, but needs, Hesabah, needs, Kavanah, that we want to eat together. Shabbat, automatically it comes that they don't want to eat together.
Yeah, this one won't spread, this one don't want.
Now, if people who are relying on the bracha of the head of the family, it's better not to talk anything between the bracha till they taste something. However, if they did talk, if he ate already, the one who says the bracha, it's not a sec for them. But if they spoke before he ate for me, they will have to say the Rechayim. I don't know if you understood.
I understand, but I'm surprised.
Yeah. I said, I'm going to say Lechem Ha'aretz.
You didn't eat yet.
I didn't eat
yet. If I speak, I now have to make the Berachah for myself.
Right. That's right.
But if you ate,
if I ate, then you don't have to.
I'm surprised. That's
you're depending on him.
They don't, many people don't pay attention to it. This is
because
now.
That's what even though, yeah, it's upset because I didn't eat yet. I'm relying on your Berachah, but
yeah.
I have to complete the action by eating the bread.
Yeah, but once he ate, it's good enough.
Yeah.
It's better to not to talk. But if he did talk,
okay.
If after he already ate a piece, it's okay. There's another thing, the one that says the Berachah and eats, not only eats, he puts in his mouth. Some people that understand, like I said, I'm going to say, listen, he still didn't swallow. It's in his mouth. He should wait till he swallowed, then he would.
Tasting and swallowing.
That's for you.
Swallow the smallest piece or
for me?
A certain size?
No. Even the smallest piece. That's a piece that he's eating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you mean, smallest piece? A crumb?
Yeah. Rabbi,
piece
me?
Of the bread.
For me?
Yeah. Don't you have a bun? Suppose a person said a mochi. He didn't taste it yet. So all of a sudden he has Kaddish. Should he answer on it or not? No? They don't make a dent. He should not answer on it. He should eat first. He has time, he answers. I don't answer. You don't answer, you miss it. If he answered, I mean, he doesn't have to say the Berachah again. But he should not answer on it. We advise him not to answer on it.
No.
Because the first one already, I said before, once he already tasted, it's not upset for him anymore.
But he still has to eat in order to be Mekayem to Mitzvah.
Once the one that said Berecha ate is good enough.
So you said, you don't even have to give everybody a piece of bread.
They do have to eat.
Why? First he eats and then he eats.
The first person, he says the Berecha, he eats. If someone else there did not take a piece of bread, they can be included with the person that said the Berachah and ate the bread.
That's
so. So that means the Baal HaBayit doesn't technically have to give everybody a piece of bread.
Don't they want to eat? We say Berachah for them. If they don't eat, no, they don't have to. They don't even have to listen to his Berachah.
But are they Mekayim the Mitzvah, to eat for Shabbat? That's what he's saying. Mekayim Mitzvah.
Yes, but Mekayim by eating.
They don't have to eat bread, so if they don't eat bread, they don't have to say
Berkat Ha'Mazon. Of course, then it doesn't make the Sa'udah if it is Shabbat. You have to make Sa'udah on Shabbat.
But they have to eat the bread.
No, let's say, so the Baal HaBayit, he had a piece of bread. And this
to make Sa'udah on Shabbat, and say the Berachah, the two different mitzvot.
Right.
Don't mix them up. You have to have a meal on Shabbat for Mekayem Mitzvot, Sa'udah on Shabbat. That you are enjoying yourself Shabbat by making Sa'udah. The Torah said, "Bekarata la Shabbat onig ma'anigo b'ma'achal u'mishteh." That's the Gemara said. What's his onig of Shabbat? Driving a car? No, the onig of Shabbat. Some people, I'm surprised even that you said it. Some people, we call that people, animals. That you want to violate the laws of Hashem and say, this is my honor? Now, onik Shabbat means in such a way that you don't violate any law. What is that? Ma'achal mishteh. Eat kosher food, glad kosher, drink kosher wine. This is ma'anigo v'ma'achal mishteh. And then something of isur. That's Uda. And when you eat, you're supposed to say beracha. Okay, you don't have to say the beracha. Or you say, or you hear the beracha. You say the chuba. This is the halacha. Yes, what do you want to say?
No, but I want to be sure of something. If one of the persons, he heard the beracha, he saw the guy eat the bread, but he didn't eat the bread.
Yeah.
So let's say one of the guests doesn't want to eat the bread, but Baal HaBayit said the beracha and ate the bread. Is that guest included in the meal with the other one, with the Baal HaBayit?
He did not fulfill the mitzvah of Saudah.
He didn't. So, and he doesn't have to say Berkat HaMazon either.
That's right. If you don't eat bread, how can you say Berkat HaMazon?
Because I'm thinking that he's included with what the Baal HaBayit did, said and ate.
No. So.
All it was respect to that not being a hefsek between the beracha and his eating when he eats. That's the only thing that's difficult.
Okay.
Rabbi, let's say if, like now, a person is not going to eat, he's going to have bread, but not less than 2 ounces, but he's going to have a meal with it, another meal with it.
Yeah.
Does he do the katam azon?
The katam azon doesn't require 2 ounces. 1 ounce is enough for the katam azon.
1 ounce?
Yeah. But on the better side, to eat 2 ounces. On the better side, but not as a must. If you eat 1 ounce, it's already you are hayav in the katam azon.
But if you lie to die, would you get a half requires 2 ounces?
For netila, to say beracha netila, it's 1.5 ounces.
How come if you don't eat bread? You don't eat bread, but yet you eat a meal.
Yeah.
And really, bahata v'savata, you pull.
Yeah.
You still don't say v'kata mazon.
You don't. Because the Torah said, when they said v'achata v'savata, that's on bread.
It's only on bread.
That's right, because before that, there's an area, it's hektar v'sa'ora. They talk about the bread that you eat, v'achalta, so it's not called achila, only regular achila with bread. This is what the Torah, he is not hayab b'kat amazon, only when he eats bread. And also, even if he eats bread, he doesn't eat enough to satisfy himself, there is no b'kat amazon. Hachamim came and said, the Torah said b'sabata, and you come and say, I ate 3 ounces, 4 ounces, I'm not satisfied yet. I won't say. Hachamim told you, you have to say on 1 ounce. Hachamim said, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu it's written in Midrash. Yisra Hashem panav elecha. Hashem will respect you, will give you respect. Ribono shel Olam, yirot, lo tisa peni dal, v'lo tehda peni gadol. It's not right to make respect to one more than others. And you say, you make respect to Israel more than others? What is that, the halacha in the Torah, that you want to respect them? He said, ve'ech lo esa lahem panim she'ani amorti ve'achalta ve'savanta ve'hem mahmirim al atzmam ad kazayit. That means Israel consider themselves when we eat kazayit, that's what sebi'im, to give praise to God because they wanted to give thanks to God. Like
the question remains. The question remains. So if somebody does something very righteous, you're going to favor him in judgment? A judge will favor him in judgment if he does something extremely righteous?
Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, they are doing more than what they're supposed to do. I have to do to them more than what. Middah can they get middah? They are doing hasidut, don't hova. I do hasidut with them also. The plim mishurat adin. This is, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, be like them, I do treat you like them. Same thing. This is the language of the Gemara. Ve'ech lo esa lahem panim, when I told them ve'achalta ve'sabata, and they say the Berkat HaMazon even on kazayit, mechayavim atzma. Okay. There's a law in the Torah. Before a person eats the meal, he must first give the food to the animal that he has. Because the Torah says, Natati ese besadecha levemtecha, then achalta besavata.
You got to include the Abgen too?
Yeah.
Why not? If you know that your Abde is an animal, you're right. You think the Abde is a human being, then not. Believe it or not, I always tell them, when you have someone, the maid, I tell them, give her food before. Sometimes the members of my family don't want. I tell them, give her. I feel it's better to give them before. This
you
is
can
my.
You drink before them.
Huh?
They have to eat before. You can drink before them.
Yes, sir.
Drinking
before them. Maha, only mashke is where we see it and rivka. Rivka and an ezel. But he said, Shete aduni, begam le gmalecha ashke. First you drink and then. It's written also, Batesht ha'aida of Iram. In the water, when the Moshe brought the water from the rock, it's written, they drag and then the animals. Drinking they give man first, human being first. Very good. He told you that. You that in two places we learned it. We learned it from Rivka and then Ezen, we learned it also from the rock, when Moshe brought the water from the rock. Oh, yeah. Some they say on Shabbat you could eat before the animals. But even Shabbat is better. Yeah,
now can you eat some. Before you give the animals to drink?
The what?
You drink, but you didn't give the animals to drink.
Yeah. You don't give at all?
No, you'll give them, but
yeah.
You start eating before you give them to drink.
You start eating before you give them to drink? It's not proper. We should give them. Now, today there are many people that have pets in the homes. There are many people who tell you, what, they were, the law we have today, animals, of course we have. There's many, many pets that people have, a dog, different things. They have to give the dog first before the
fish.
Yeah?
Fish,
dog, other things. That means a person soon comes and says, a dog. You give a dog, that's not kosher. And so what? An animal. In Tsar Ba'ale Hayim, there is no difference if the whole or tummy. That you have to do. Suppose a person took the bread, started eating, he forgot to say how much he ate. You don't know. Then you remember in the middle. Should they say how much you know? Once you finish, you ate already.
Shouldn't that apply with everything you eat? Let's say you picked up something and you forgot to say the banana.
Okay, that's good. You forgot, in the middle you remembered. You say or you don't?
I would say it.
Why?
Because each bite is
going to eat yet. Very good. But if you finished already.
Well, then you say, somebody you'll eat more, I guess.
Say how much for the past. No, I'll tell you no. Unless you eat some more. Very good. That means same thing. As long as you are eating something, you will say, I must see. The question, if you ate less than kazai, and then you say, I must see, you ate again less than kazai. But together there is kazai. You say, because I'm a zom or
no?
Of course.
Now it depends on the intention. No, you told me that once. So it depends if you intended to eat it.
Once you ate kazai, you have seven katamazon, definitely.
But when you say you forgot and then you decided, then you said the beracha, which ate later on, you still obey on what you ate in the past, right? You still.
Now that's a good question. But there is a little tikkun to it. Since you tell them, you give thanks to God. You give it a little late, but not like you don't say beracha at all. You corrected it to a certain extent. Maybe the Avera is not 100%, will be 50%. Yeah. Suppose a person took the bread by mistake. He said a different beracha. He said, what beracha? If he said, bore pri ayis, definitely he's wrong. I said, bore pri ha'adama.
It's good.
It's good. It comes from the adama. If you said, chakon, it's good. But as long as beracha is, I said, bore min emezonot on the bread, it's good, because it's true. Something which is not wrong would be yotzei d'chava. But if it is something wrong, then it's not yotzei d'chava. He doesn't fulfill his duty.
I was going to ask you, Rosh Hashanah, for the bread.
Bread the first of the year? What, you mean for the whole year you didn't eat?
Yeah, okay.
You didn't eat bread the whole year and you want to eat on Rosh Hashanah?
No, we ate the whole year.
Huh?
No, we ate the whole year.
But you said you ate bread the whole year.
For not the new year.
I'm asking you.
Yeah.
When you want to eat bread on the new year, did you eat during the year or you didn't?
Yeah.
And you want to say Shahyanu, something you eat every day?
No.
All of a sudden one day you don't, you come to eat, you want to say Shahyanu? You eat it every day. There's no Shahyanu. Even food that you, of the season that you say, only eat first time. That you eat for the season, because the rest of the season wasn't. But if it was all year round, food that they go the whole year round, you don't say Shahyanu. Sometimes a person used to see there's a Birkat HaMazon for the ladies. You know what kind of Birkat HaMazon? Aramaic language, very short, one line. The lady said that line, it's fulfilled its duty. You say, blessed be God, the one that gave us this bread. And he eats, you'd say it, the woman, it's the Birkat HaMazon. Something, if men said these words instead of a Motzi, for this duty. But again, he said the right thing. He blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bread that he's giving us. You know that there is one bracha short for the ladies? One line.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't mean that you should do it. Only for the ladies.
What if you're in a hurry?
Huh? No good.
Not because they're not reasons, they gotta take care of you.
Yeah, I'm thinking like that.
They gotta take care of you, not
suppose a person saying Biracha and he is making Hamotzi. There is but the people that have bread also in front of them. The one that hears the Biracha, he wants to eat before the one that said the Hamotzi. Could he or not? Or he should wait till the one that said the Motzi.
He should be able to eat.
Uh-huh. Your opinion is this, but advise us, no. Wait, and he will taste first, and then.
But what you're being your day is coming up to get
your but
taste.
Still it is first enough, because he's supposed to do it right away. Therefore, you can do it. Second, it's okay. Then. They warn us many times when the one that says Amotzi doesn't give the Amotzi in the hand of the people. Because it's written that they give the bread to the mourners in his hand. That's not a good luck to give them. What they do? They put it in front of them. At the same time also they should not take the bread, throw it, pass it on a plate from one to another.
Really?
To throw it outside. To throw it is not possible.
From that side of the table to that side of the table.
Don't throw.
Don't. How do you get it to them?
Put it on a plate. They pass it. The one next to you
passes it. Put it on her plate. She passes it to him. He passes it until it gets down there. No kidding.
Not at all. There's a custom among many people like this.
Yeah.
Hey,
we throw it, and then the kid tries to catch it.
That's pizza on to the pot. We don't throw it away on that side. Warn us about this. To be careful not to throw. Unfortunately, people don't know this. They do it. But it's supposed to handle it. Please pass it there. Because you tasted it already in the prayer. Pass.
Why don't you come here?
They pass it from one to another.
Don't
throw. The one that makes the amotzi, you should not eat unless they all answer amen already. He has to hear the amen from them.
Everybody has to answer amen before he
comes. No, everybody, what? They answer one after another, they all answer at the same time.
How do you know if they all answer?
No. I mean, majority of the people should answer amen. Okay. That's if he makes them, that's it. Okay.
Okay.
You want
to go to the pocket?
How are you, Jim?
See you later, Rabbi. After.